Now some of the letters to the evening news. A mixed post bag today, ranging from the EEC fishery policy and political matters to those local roadworks. The first letter is from John Critchley of Norwich, who takes issue with views of a previous correspondent about the EEC and the North Atlantic fishing industry. He writes, "When John Chatwin of Blowfield, in the Evening News on July the 20th, claims that Ted Heath's taking us into the EEC in 1973 sounded the death knell of our fishing industry, he is merely peddling another of the hoary old myths so beloved of leavers. No, it is unrestrained, myopic fishermen of all nationalities who will despoil the sea of fish and devastate fisheries, given half a chance, which is the EEC, EU, is duty-bound to deny them. I recall only too well from my early years in the 1950s the vast fleets of drifters and trawlers at Yarmouth and Lowestoft, and the Scottish fisher girls who followed the herring shoals. The humble herring had not yet been superseded on the national popular palate by cod and haddock, as they moved down Britain's east coast. Clearly, this overindulgent industrial spree could not go on unchecked forever, for it was not uncommon for thousands of barrels of unsold herring to be thrown away as the North Sea continued to be overfished. So, on the contrary, Mr. Chatwin, the EEC has preserved the European North Atlantic fishing industries by scientifically managing the depleted and endangered fish stocks of the North Sea and imposed strict, provident regulations on its member states' fishermen."
I was very disappointed in the behaviour of our Norwich South MP and Shadow Defence Secretary Clive Lewis during the vote on Trident renewal when he abstained. If Theresa May called an early election, this is the man who could be in charge of the defence of this island, and he cannot commit himself to a yes or a no on what might be the most important decision he will ever have to make. This looks like fence-sitting in the worst possible way, waiting to see which way the wind blows and jumping on the best ship. It's a decision that compares to Jeremy Corbyn's position on Trident: build the subs to placate the unions, but pledge never to use them. What will they be? The Labour Party's equivalent of Philip Green's yachts giving underwater cruises round the Mediterranean? Ray Siddle, Hollybank, The Street, Felthorpe.
Next, Terry Drew of Norwich takes issue with the salaries earned at County Hall. "It makes my blood boil to read of the salaries and severance payments being paid to some officers at County Hall. This is capitalism at its worst. What on earth do they do in their ivory towers to deserve these enormous salaries? Some of them are earning twice as much as a consultant who is saving lives. Are their jobs more important than that of the Prime Minister, who is responsible for 63 million people? No wonder they are smiling when their photographs are published. All those with their heads in the trough should take a trip to the soup kitchen one night and watch the poor people queuing for a bowl of soup and a bread roll. The next thing we will hear is that they have an agent so that they can get even more money, just like the footballers. Who are the people who sanction these salaries? I dread to think of what they are earning, and the sad thing is that this is going on all over the country, and we, as taxpayers, are paying for it." And this came from Terry Drew of Wroxham Road, Norwich.
And finally, on a lighter note, Mike Beardwood of Norwich is exasperated with the endless Norwich roadworks. "Having endured the seemingly endless road closures and diversions throughout the city, so numerous that you have to publish weekly lists of where they are going to be, I wonder if we have reached the nadir with the instruction at the roundabout at the bottom of Hall Road, which states, 'Finkel Gate closed, find alternative route.'